Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, it's Seniors Night for Scott Bless's North Cougars on Friday night. Still winless, yes, but certainly the effort throughout the campaign hasn't fallen off. I mean, there has been definite want to each and every week. And hopefully, well, the reward tomorrow night against Terre Haute South will be that elusive W.
They've worked hard. They've gone out and played physically hard. I think the biggest key for us is, can we weather the storm in situations? You know, that's where we've kind of struggled. You know, if the other team gets a big play, how do we respond? Mm-hmm. Or if we get a big play, how do we respond? You know, do we keep churning? You know, that Terre Haute North game that you guys covered kind of showed a little bit of both. You know, at times we made big plays, and then did we respond and keep rolling? We did that for a little bit, but then maybe relaxed a little bit. Then they made big plays and kind of took the wind out of our sails, and we didn't have the response to it. Been a trying year, and this is a great opportunity for us. You know, this is the second straight year that we've entered this game in the same boat with our opponent. You know, last year, the two of us were vying for our first conference win.
Yeah.
This year, it's two teams vying for their first win of the season.
I don't even know, you know, if you could put on a scale how rewarding a victory Big W would mean.
Winning produces confidence. Confidence produces winning. It's a symbiotic relationship that we haven't exactly figured out this year. So, you know, it is what these guys need. They need reward for their work.
Well, it's Chalk Talk and Scott Bless at 7 o'clock Friday night, kickoff at 7:30. Thursday night football, Denver without head coach Gary Kubiak. They're in San Diego pregame at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, obviously, homecoming weekend just a few days away, and things get rolling formally. The dedication Friday of the Simon Scott Assembly Hall, something, well, all of us have been looking forward to. I interviewed IU Deputy Director of Athletics Scott Dolson during halftime of last Saturday's game at Columbus.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. In fact, I emailed Cindy Simon Scott earlier in the week and just was telling her how I just couldn't believe that a year and a half has gone by and really the progress that has been made. We couldn't be more happier. In fact, one of the things, Joe, earlier in the week, I took Mike Roberts, our longtime ticket manager who retired a couple years ago. Mike was our ticket manager for 45 years. Mike opened up Assembly Hall, and I took him on a tour to show him the progress and where we are with the renovation, and he was taken back. He just couldn't believe it. I like to under-promise and over-deliver, but I think with this project, I think our fans, our supporters are going to come in and really, really like it.
Well, obviously, you need the money and the support behind all of the projects, Scott, to make things work on campus, to make the amenities much better, and that's what really makes it neat when you see that happen, and now we're just a few short days making it coming to fruition.
You're exactly right, Joe. And one of our objectives was that we wanted to make certain that we maintain the greatest home court advantage in college basketball. And I think one of the things that the fans will see when they arrive to Assembly Hall is it's new, it feels fresh, but it's the same place. There's some nice new amenities. When you walk in the south entrance and you see the glass wall where you can actually look straight in and see the floor down there now,
wow.
It's really, really impressive. But actually, we're going to have Simon Scott Assembly Hall open on Saturday from 11 to 3, where fans can come in and walk around and see all the new amenities and have their first opportunity to look around. So we're excited about that.
That's IU Deputy Director of Athletics, Scott Dolson. I'm Joe Smith.